Now for our story. Peggy Douglas had still been asleep when her aunt left for town this morning. The excitement of the last weeks and the surprising conclusion of the custody trial had exhausted the young girl. And so the family had tried to be as quiet as possible during breakfast, after which they had gone their separate ways. Aunt Mary to go on the egg route, and Lefty and Randy to go about their chores. But now it is early afternoon. Aunt Mary has returned, and coming into the living room of the little farmhouse on Willow Road, finds it empty. But there is someone moving around in the kitchen.
Peggy?
Oh, it's me, Mom. I'll be right in.
All right, Randy.
I came in to get something cool to drink. Like a Coke, Mom?
Sure, that's a start.
Oh, thanks, dear. I had a bite in town just before I left. Where's Peggy?
Oh, she must be upstairs. I think I heard her running the water in the bathtub when I came in.
I'm glad she's had a good long rest.
Yeah, she needed it. Well, what's the news from the big city? Any juicy tidbits, scandals, fires, or whatever?
Oh, goodness, Randy. To hear you, one would think you were starved for excitement.
Ha-ha, I'm not, though. As a matter of fact, there's been enough excitement around here to last me for months.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way. I ran into Lily.
You did? Mm. Well, how's our proud blonde beauty today?
Just fine, apparently. She was on her way over to the bank to see David Berman. I think she was a little nervous about talking to him.
Well, that's funny. David's hardly what I'd call a menacing character.
Isn't that, but, well, I'm afraid Lily's had a little trouble here and there in town.
Well, how come? Jeepers, with her looks, she ought to have people eating right out of her hands.
Oh, no, Randy. But lots of people are a little wary of strangers. And especially anyone who's been connected with the theater.
But that's crazy, Mom. Why, anyone with half an eye can see that Lily's a swell kid. No pretenses, no affectation.
She says what she means, and that's that.
Of course, Randy. And people will recognize that as time goes on.
Well, I should hope so. Say, didn't you say you were going to see Nicholas this noon?
Yes.
Well,
what was on his mind?
Well, Randy, Nicholas told me...
Oh, no, I didn't hear you come in.
Oh, I just got here a few minutes ago, dear. Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes.
Well, I finally dropped off. But imagine sleeping until 11. Why didn't you wake me up?
Well, we all thought it would be good for you to get some rest.
Well, I certainly did. But I felt so guilty about doing the lazy bones that I got dizzy and that all the mending I've been postponing for days.
Doing penance, eh, Peggy? Say, come to think of it, I've got a button or two which needs some attention. Maybe I could cash in on this conference.
Yeah, I don't know if it hurts that much. I'll just bring it up to my room. I've been letting everything go lately, but now I'm going to catch up. I'll even dime your socks if they need it.
Oh, you needn't do that, dear. That's my job.
And I don't mind doing it in the evening. Especially when Randy reads to me while I work.
That's right, Mom. You know, I've been getting a big kick out of reading all those old books again.
We're almost through with David Copperfield. What do we do next?
Whatever you like, dear. I always enjoyed Dickens. This is the third time I've gone through David Copperfield.
By the way, I caught you the other night.
Caught me?
Mm-hmm. You weren't listening at all. You had a dreamy look in your eyes. I stopped reading and you didn't even notice.
Well, I confess I have been somewhat preoccupied lately. But I think that's all pretty much in the past now. I promise to give you my undivided attention in the future.
Well, see that you do, my good woman. It isn't everyone who has the privilege of listening to such golden tones.
Oh, listen to him. Randy Lane, I think you're going to be conceited.
Why not? I'm young,
handsome, brilliant.
Yes, dear. Of course you are. Oh, now, don't spoil him, Aunt Mary. You've had enough already.
It's no use, Craig. The damage is done. Mom started spoiling me too long ago. You can't dampen my spirit.
Why, I never did spoil you, Randy. Not for one minute.
I think I know one person who thinks Randy is just as wonderful as he pretends to think he is.
Ah, you interest me. Tell me more.
Well, I won't mention any names, but her initials are L.D.
Oh, come on now, Peg. If you mean Lily Devon, and I know darn well you do...
Oh, really? I think Lily has a soft spot in her heart for you. Well, I know she likes Randy, but...
That's right, Mom. Peggy's just teasing. Because she's engaged, she sees the old love light shining everywhere.
The way you talk, Randy.
Randy hasn't an ounce of sentimentality in him.
Well, I don't know about that, dear. He just hasn't found the right girl.
That's right. And when I do... Well, just wait and see.
All of which reminds me that I'd better start getting dressed pretty soon. I told you, didn't I?
What's that, dear?
That I'm having dinner with Nicholas tonight at the hotel?
Yes, you did, dear. Peggy, I have something for you. It's right here in my bag. Here you are, dear.
A letter? Look at that, Mary. What is it? from Nicholas.
Yes, Peggy, it's from Nicholas. Randy, would you like to come out in the kitchen with me? I have a couple of things to talk over with you.
Okay, Mom.
And bring those packages from the table, please.
All right.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Why the quick exit from the other room, Mom?
Put the packages down on the drain board, Randy. I thought Peggy would rather be alone while she reads the letter.
But I don't get it.
Why would Nicholas hand you a letter?
To hand Peggy. Especially if he's going to see her in an hour or so.
But you see, Nicholas isn't going to see her. He left Wakefield this afternoon.
He left?
You mean
he just cleared out without even saying goodbye?
Randy Lane stared at his mother incredulously. He had sensed Nicholas Dorn's growing uneasiness concerning Peggy, had even discussed the engagement with his cousin, trying to discover how she felt about marrying a man with whom she admittedly was not in love. But he hadn't expected Nicholas to act so suddenly. And in the next room...
Peggy, dear, this is one of the toughest writing assignments I've ever had. And I'm afraid I'm not going to do a very good job of it. But I'm counting on your wonderful, sympathetic intuition to fill in the gap my very
inadequate words will leave. You see, darling, our situation's changed a great deal since yesterday. I think I recognized the inevitable when I heard Lisa Fenner say, that baby is mine. I knew then that this would have to happen. Last night when we were out on the porch, you kept talking about our future together. It was all I could do not to speak to you then. Somehow I didn't dare. I was afraid I'd lose my courage. That's why I'm doing it this way. As long as you're out of reach of my arms, I can be sensible. Think of the future objectively. When I do think of it, think of your life to be, I can see very clearly that I don't belong in it. There's no room for me, sweetheart. You're in love with Bill. I've always known that. Thank heaven we've been so honest with each other. Now you can have what you want, what you deserve. A marriage to a man you love. I'm not much of a hero, my sweet. But I'd be an absolute heel if I let you go through with our plans under the circumstances. Now that Bill's free, there's nothing to complicate things for you two. That's why I'm leaving this afternoon. Going back to Hollywood. And don't worry about me, Peggy. I was pretty sour on life in general when I came to Wakefield. The work I'd been doing seemed useless. No good. But I realize now it was because I'd lost my perspective. My work was no good because I'd gotten away from reality. I'd stopped being able to tell the important from the trivial. Now, thanks to you, and thanks to Aunt Mary, and living amongst you all, I really believe I've found myself again. You've all helped me more than you'll ever know. Aunt Mary has promised to come into town and see me today. I'm going to give this letter to her. She understands and agrees with me. I hope you will too, darling. Goodbye, little one. And be happy.
Peggy finished reading the letter with tears in her eyes. Then she stuffed the letter into the pocket of her jacket. Across the field, she heard the afternoon train whistle as it pulled out of a station in town. Peggy stood by the window looking across the field.
Goodbye, Nicholas. Goodbye.
And a faint smile of gratitude flickered on Peggy's lips while tears still glistened in her eyes.